We are learning Maseches Yuma Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, and we're beginning the last few words of Daf Yud Amud Beis. We had him Achleikis, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanim, by Lishkas Parhedrin, if it's Chayiv Mezuzah Mideraisa Medina, or is only a Gzeira. According to the Rabbanon, it's called a regular dira, and since you sleep and eat there for a week, so it's chayiv mezuzah because it's a real based dira. But Rabbi Yehuda holds, since you're forcefully there for the week, dira bal karcha, to that makes that's not called a dira, and therefore you're not chayiv mezuzah. So why did they put a mezuzah on Lishkas Parhedrin? We knew the Messiah that there was a mezuzah, but our tradition there's a mezuzah on Lishkas Parhedrin. There it says it was a gzeira that it shouldn't look like a base asur, it shouldn't look like a jail. And therefore, they put a mezuzah on it. So that's machlokes Rehuda Rabbanon. The Lishkas Parhedrin, if it was a mezuzah because of a gzeira, or a mezuzah because it was a base dira. Zok demar man tan l'hod tan Rabbanon. Who is the tan of the following brisa? The brisa says kol hasha orim shal yisham. All the doors in the Beis HaMikdash. We know there were a lot of doors. We just learned it in Masechta Shkalim. Could be up to 13 doors. Kol hasha orim shal yisham. Loi hoy lahem mezuzah. Did not have a mezuzah. Chutz b'shar nikanar. Besides v'shar nikanar that had a mezuzah, why? Shulafnim imen lishkas parhedrin. Because in front of that were lishkas parhedrin. Now, just to one of those words, in front of them lishkas parhedrin, we know, is machlekes lishkas parhedrin was on the right side, right corner or left corner, but either way it wasn't straight ahead. But it seems like that's the way they went in. They went in through this door to the lishkas parhedrin, and therefore needed a mezuzah. The Gra actually changes to Shahar HaMayim. But like upon him, one door had a mezuzah. Why? Because that is the door that leads you to Lishkas Parhedrin. So Gemara says, this must be the Rabbanon. Lema Rabbanhi. Why? Because Lema Rabbanhi, Lema Yehuda. Why? Dei Rabbi Yehuda, Vichar Yehuda, the whole din of Lishkas Parhedrin mezuzah is only out to Gzeira. So he goof for Gzeira, and I'm naked and niggas Gzeira, Gzeira. This alone is Gzeira. The reason why I have mezuzah Lishkas Parhedrin is because of Chavos Reis Asurim. It shouldn't look like a jail. So because of that, we'll make a mezuzah on Shahar Nikanar also. So, but if it's Rabbanon, so then it's a real base dira, we understand that the door leading up to the base dira needs a mezuzah because that's like the door of the chatzer, and this is the door of the house. Oh, but Fira Yehuda, what's the reason for that? So must be this price is Rabbanon. They want to know. I feel time Rabbi Yehuda, kulach ad exeri. It's all part of the exera. If you don't have a mezuzah on the door either, we'll also say it must be a base asurim. So it's all one big exera. Once we mention mezuzah, the Gav Lishkas Parhedrin, we are learned now the next blot all about mezuzah, Hilchos Mezuzah. The whole Hilchos Mezuzah comes basically from this blot, Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, Bisharecha, it says in the Torah, Uchsavtam al mezuzah isbeisecha uvisharecha. You should put a mezuzah, which means you write the Shema, on the mezuzah isbeisecha, on the doorpost of your house, and of your sha'arim, which are like the gates. What does that mean? Echad shari batim. That means side the doors of the house. Echad shari chatzeris. Side the doors of your courtyards. The echad shari medinois. Side the doors of your medinois. Echad shari yaris. And the doors of your cities. What does medinois mean? So Rashi says the medinois mean. In top Rashi says there are certain medinas that are surrounded by mountains and forests, and the only way to get into it is through a door, like Eretz Hagar, like Hungary. Like Hungary is like that. That's what it says. As the Carpathian Mountains goes around it, that's the only way to get in. That's what Rashi mentioned, like Eretz Hagar. So Rashi learns, Shari Medinas means the doors of provinces or countries, and Shari Yaris means cities. So Rishash doesn't like this pshat so much because he says that then it should be the other order. It should say first Shari Yaris, then Shari Medinas. And therefore, the Rishash is a different pshat. Shari Medinas mean cities that have a wall, and Shari Yaris means cities that are not walled. But in any case, the doors of these places, the house, the courtyard, the cities, all need a mezuzah. Yeshvem chayvas mitzvah l'makom has a chiyuv mezuzah mishum shenema chzavtama mezuzah ispeisecha uvisharecha. You have the mezuzah on your house, doors of your house, and the doorpost of your house, and the doorpost of your gates. And that includes the gates of the cities and the gates of your chaseris. Omle abayel rav safra, hani avule de mechuzah. In Mechuzah, they had a little wall with a door in it, and built on top of that were the room for the Shomer. That's where the Shomer ate and slept. He watched the city. The watchman was, went on to be high up. He had a room above the doorway. So my time, why don't you have Mechuzah on that door? In Avulu de Mechuzah. In Mechuzah, why don't you have that door? Amalu, Hanu Chizik L'Akra Dekubi Udavidi. This door is not for a door for the city. You get in the city other ways. This is just a way to hold up the Shomer's residence. That's all. It's not really made for a door, and therefore it's not chayav mezuzah. Omalei, okay, good, as the door of the city, it doesn't need a mezuzah. But what about being the doorway to get into the Shomer's residence? That should make a mezuzah. Omalei, va'akar the kubi gufa the mezuzah. Because the room of the Shomer alone, it should require a mezuzah. The isbe dira the Shomer, Shomer beis hasurim, because there's a dira there for the one who watches the beis hasurim, the jails. The hatanya, we're into the brayso. Basically, I said before, it was a Shomer of the city. It seems like it was a Shomer of the beis hasurim, like the watching the jails. The hatanya, we're into the brayso. Beis hakneses, we'll see later on, the end of the Amid, the beis hakneses really is not, according to the Rabbana, is not chayiv mezuzah. The only time it's chayiv mezuzah is just by beis dira lechazing and hakneses. When it has a beis dira, a little room for a chazan to sleep and eat, chayiv es mezuzah. So what do you see? See, even though the structure itself is not chayiv mezuzah, it has a room for the chazan, it's chayiv mezuzah. Here also, because it has a room for the shomer, it should be chayiv mezuzah. So why don't they have mezuzah on the vule de mechuzah, on the doors of mechuzah? And a different reason, not because it's chayiv mezuzah. Why? Because it's a door for that room. But why does it make a mezuzah? Because of sakana. Because when there's a goyim around, the goyim think that you are putting up mezuzah to make kishuf. It's like some kind of thing that, you know, will hurt the goyim. So therefore, they're very against it, and it's a sakana to put a mezuzah on the door of your city. Netanya, Linton Abraisa. Mezuzah yachid, a mezuzah of a personal person, a yachid, nevdekas pamayim meshua. It has to be checked twice every 7 years. Mishal rabim, but if it belongs to a rabim, pamayim b'yovel, you don't have to check it so often. Twice in 50 years is enough to check it. And what's the reason? Because there's a sakana shel rabim. No, that's not the reason. The reason is because something that's rabim, you don't want to make so much tircha because they're going to push it off. You know, you do it, I do it. Therefore, when there's a lot of people involved, you try to limit their requirements. Rav Yehuda, ma'aseh artavin echa. There was certain artavin. What does artavin mean? Rashi stup shot. Either means the name of a person or the name of his job, and stands for be'er heitev. He used to check mezuzahs. So ma'aseh artavin echa. So he boydik mezuzahs b'shuk elyon shel tzipori. He was checking mezuzahs in the shuk elyon, in the upper marketplace of tzipori. Motzu kasta echad. A certain constable found him, but not the men who elav zuz. And he said, "Hey, you're doing kishuf," and he gave him a fine of 1,000 zuz. So what do you see? You see that this is a sakana when it comes to mezuzahs. Therefore, by vule de mechuzah, we didn't put up mezuzah because it's sakana. Freiti Gemara, Vamra Belaza, how can we say sakana put up mezuzah? We know, shluchim mitzvah in a zaykin. When you do a mitzvah, you go do a mitzvah. There's no hezek. What's the shayla? And why did this guy who was checking mezuzahs get a hezek? And for the Gemara, that's only true, it's not kviya hezekah. Hey, got the kviya hezekah shani. If someone goes into a very dangerous place, even for shluchim mitzvah, he could get harmed. So the chesiv says in the pasuk that Hashem told Shmuel to go crown David HaMelech, and so Yemah Shmuel Eich Eilef Shama Shav Argeni. Shmuel's gonna hear about it and kill me. But Yemah Hashem Egas Baka Tigach V'Yadecha V'Artas Berach Hashem Basi. Come and say you're bringing a carbon, and therefore you won't be in a danger. Shmuel's doing the will of Hashem. What's he worried about? Teretz says, when you go to Kvi Hazeka, when you go to a place where it's very very easy and very passable to get a hezek, then even shluchim mitzvah will be nezaken. Therefore, this guy who was checking mezuzahs in a place of sakana, he got a fine. Akaponim, we're coming over here. The reason the mezuzah is sakana. What? No, we have no sakana anymore. No, not sakana.
Why is it only shah?
What? No, in your house is not a sakana. You can hide it. You can hide it. You cover it with something or something like that. There's a way to, I guess, or you don't see it.
This guy is
going to be too. Well, it's in the city. It didn't belong to them. The Vud Mechuz wasn't their city. It belonged to the king. It didn't belong to them. It's their own city. They could do what they want. But to this day, an apartment building that belongs to a Goyim, they don't put up a mezuzah for this reason. Because Sakana, because Bezoyan, Sakana. It's a thing like that. They're not to put a mezuzah when it's a Makam or Sakana or Bezoyan. But in a private place, it's not. And if the city belongs to Israel, and also you don't have a problem. Here we're talking about Chuzah did not belong to Israel. So it was Ruba Yisrael, Rashi says, but it didn't belong to them. It was Rav Yisrael in there. It wouldn't be Rav Yisrael in the first place, it wouldn't be Chayim Mezuzah. But it was Rav Yisrael, as Rashi says, and still, in Makom Sakana, you don't put up Mezuzah. Now the ones are talking about different type of structures which are Chayim Mezuzah. Tani Rav Kana Kamei Rav Yehuda, Beis HaTeven, a house that's made for it's like a silo. It's made for grains. Or beis habakar, beis habakar is like a barn. Or beis ha'itzim, it's a place where you store wood, firewood. Or beis ha'itzrais, or like a pantry. Peturim mezuzah. These places are part of mezuzah. Why? Because the nashim noyasis behem. Because the nashim beautify themselves in it. What does that mean? My noyasis roichtzais. So the way Rav Kahana is learning the brayse is like this. Be'etzem beis tevim beis habakar always in the chayav mezuzah. The only reason why you part of mezuzah is since the derech was that the ladies bathed in there, and that's a bizarre thing. Therefore, there's no chayav mezuzah. Amar Rav Yehuda, it tells Rav Kahana, I stand from you. Time with the roichtzais. The reason why you're saying your part is because they bathe themselves. Hastama, if it'll be stam, chayavim, they are chayiv. This is a place of chayiv mezuzah. But Tanya learned to the brisa, refes bakar, peturim in a mezuzah. Refes bakar is part of a mezuzah. So you see that even without reichatzais there, it's part of a mezuzah. So I'm thinking about, and you want to answer that Bryce is talking about, Tyson speaks out, maybe that Bryce was talking about they washed themselves there. The ladies don't wash themselves in a refes bakar. That's mamish, it's more than just a place where they are, it's mamish the barn where all the dirt is. It's a very dirty place, they wouldn't be there.
And Stam shouldn't do it because of the design of the refes
bakar. And it sounds like that wouldn't be enough of a reason. Because it says part of the Elamai, Noya, so it sounds like the same reason as basically what's happened. Elamai, so what's the hazard of who to learn shot in that price? My noise is miskashtois. That they put on makeup there. This is how you read the price before. That based on tavern, based on baka potter, afa p shanosh miskashtois behem, which would make it maybe a dira digger place, would make it more livable because they beautified themselves there, still paturim. So it comes out as machlekes Rav Kahana and Rav Yehuda, a regular base at heaven, a regular base at oitzer, or let's call it a regular shed, is a chayiv mezuzah not. According to Rav Kahana, you're chayiv mezuzah. And the only reason here you're part is because they washed themselves in it. According to Rav Yehuda, you're part from mezuzah. And even if they put on makeup there, they're still part. I'm there, Rav Kahana.
What do we hold right now?
We're going to see. That's Shem. We'll speak it out. We'll speak it out. Lachal Maisim, when we get there. When we finish the sugya. I'm there, Rav Kahana. Meshanoshim eskashtes behem. Beturim, but Rav Kahana, there's also miskashus behem is beturim v'atanya. You tell me now that miskashus behem is not enough to, if you put on makeup there, it's not enough to make it into a livable place. V'atanya, you learned in a brisa, refes bakar beturim in a mezuzah. V'shanosh miskashus behem chayim mezuzah. It says refes is part of a mezuzah. A barn is part of a mezuzah. And if you put on makeup, you chayim mezuzah. So you see a kasha on Rav Yehuda, you see if you put on makeup there, it's not a chayim mezuzah. What are you going to say? You have to say it's a miskashtos tanoim for you because you have one brice that says that even though you're miskashtos, you're still potter. And here it says that you're chayiv. So it must be miskashtos tanoim. Nami, you asked me a kasha from Refes Bakar. Nami stomatanoi. It's also a machlokes tanoim. And I'm going to show you clearly in a brice that's machlokes tanoim. The Gemara's bring a brice now. And both Rav Yehuda and Rav Kahana are going to have a way to explain this brice like their shita. And tie you into the brice. It says in the pasuk, "Uchsavtama mezuzos beisecha uvishrecha." Beisecha means beisecha miyuchid lach. It's a bais that's miyuchid for you. Parat, this is coming to exclude lebeis ha'teven, ulebeis ha'bakar, ulebeis ha'itzim. Beis teven is a place where you keep tua. Beis bakar keep animals. Beis ha'itzim you store firewood. Beis ha'itzrais you stam store like a pantry. Shturim mezuzah. The first tana says it's part of a mezuzah because it's not miyuchid lach. But yes, mechayim. Some hold the chayim. And Be'emes Amru, Be'sakise, that's a bathroom. Be'saburski, it's a tanning house. Or Be'samerchitz, that's a bathhouse. Be'satfila, there's a place where you're toivel. Rashi speaks out, the waters say Be'satfila and Be'samerchitz. He says that Be'satfila maybe is more zuhama. There's more like steam there. It's even worse. That there, and there's basically less zuhama. America's a bathhouse, is more steam. But so you would think Be'satfila is chayim. No, Be'satfila, even though it's not so much steam, it's still chayim, it's still part of mezuzah. V'shanosh v'noyah says behem, peturim v'mezuzah. And v'nosh v'noyah says behem, we'll see how Rav Kahana explains this. Now, each Amayra is explained this braisa. Remember, the structure of this braisa is, the first line says that beis ha'teven, beis ha'bakar, all these things is a machlekes. Then it says, beis ha'kiseh, beis ha'bursk, beis ha'merchah, beis ha'tfilah, and v'nosh v'noyah says behem is potter. So how do you explain this braisa? Rav Kahana mataras tamei, Rav Yudim mataras tamei. Rav Kahana mataras tamei, Rav Kahana who holds that a beis ha'teven is chayiv and mezuzah, at least if you want yama, explains like this. Beis ha'miyuchid lach, prat le beis ha'teven, ulebeis habakar, ulebeis haitzim, ulebeis haitzreis, shibtuim uzuz v'stam. The first Tana holds that Beis Chasez has miyuchel lecha, and comes to exclude Beis Habakar, all these storehouses that you put up a mezuzah stam. But yesh mechayiv mestam. Some hold yichayiv, and beemes amru, and beemes the truth is that Beis Akise, Beis Berski, Beis Merkus, Beis Tfila, these four places are part of a mezuzah because they're all bezayin there. And the way you have to speak out is, and a base at heaven, a base at baka, that have nashim noyes behem, or my noyes is roichet sois is paturim and mezuzah. That means the kuliyam. So nashim noyes means roichet sois. So the bride is speaking out, machloik is by stam base at heaven, but if they wash in there, they bathe in there, le kuliyam it's potter. So Frank the Gemara, what if you say roichet sois fear of kana? It would raise it base at merchets, base at tvilo. Yoch hainu merchets, hashmina merchets the rabbim, hashmina merchets the yochid. One's a merchus to rabbim, but a base at heaven that has that you wash in there, that's a merchus to yachid. That's a private bathhouse. A sagad has to be a merchus to rabbim, not a zuamay. Merchus to rabbim is a lot of steam. Av merchus to yachid, not a zuamay, is not so much steam. Ema lechayim mezuzah, maybe shvichayim mezuzah, kamash v'lo, no. That's where Rav Kahana learns this brisa. And it comes out, machlekes tanoyim, if a stam storehouse, a stam shed, is a chayim mezuzah not. Rav Yehuda, who holds that lekuli yama sheds pata? How does he learn this price? I says machlokes. So Rabbi Yehuda matars tamei hachik dani. Beis cha beis am yuchid loch. Beis has been beis am yuchid loch. Prala beis at heaven or beis at bakar or beis at eitzim beis at oitzroish. Shepetur mezuzah. Afilu miskashtos. He learns that the first tana holds beis at heaven beis at bakar is part of mezuzah even if you beautify yourself there. But yesh mechayiv miskashtos. Some hold yechayiv by miskashtos. Aval stam, but stam shed based at heaven, divar kol potter. Only if they put on makeup there is it machlokes at least. Be'emes omru based at kisei based at borski based at merkus at tefila. All those things are potter lekuli yama. Even if you put on makeup there, av bishanoshim meskashes behem p'turim mezuzah. Why? Meshum the nafesh zuama, because those things have a lot of steam and smells a lot, and therefore they are potter from mezuzah. So akapodim, what we're coming out here is machlokes amarayim. If there's a machlokes tanoim by a shed, by a beis haTefen, we'll just call a shed, make it easy. According to Rav Kahana, a shed is a machlokes tanoim. According to Rav Yehuda, lekuli yama it's potter. The whole tzaddik chayiv is only because they are being miskashes and putting on makeup in there. According to one man, they're potter and they're chayiv. And even if you put on makeup in a beis haKisei, it won't help. It will still be potter from mezuzah.